So with these words, I welcome you to our service this morning. Very good to see all of you, and to also switch mics. And to also welcome to our service the Reverend Dorothy Baruch. As you can see, she was ordained to the Unitarian Universalist Ministry about 30 years ago. It was about the same time that I was, as a matter of fact. After she had a career in community theater, broadcasting, working with women's issues, she served our Union congregations in Groton and Hudson, Mass., Troy, Michigan, New Haven, Connecticut, and was a district executive for the Ballou Channing District. We welcome her here to our service today. Just a little bit about our service. As you can tell, we're very much in an historical focus, focusing on the flavor and nature of Unitarianism from about the time of the Civil War up through the turn of the century, and particularly, even more specifically, the role that women were playing in that movement as the Unitarians ordained their first woman to the UU ministry in that time frame. So this is the readings. Most of the music you'll be hearing will be reflective of that time, including our closing hymn, which is not the one that's in the order of service. After we hear from Antoinette Blackwell, she will ask us to sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic as a tribute to her contemporary and friend Julia Ward Howe, abolitionist suffragette, and depending upon whose version you listen to, the founder or one of the founders of Mother's Day.